This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Edition of the program. As always, you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Like Freedom, that's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. In the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. That's the point of the show. Of course, we always bring stuff to the table that you might find interesting. So, let's see. Coming up here tonight, Mark, you're going to be telling us about death threats that were leveled at a mother after she made it look as though she had pierced her baby's dimple.
That's correct.
I can't say I've ever heard of a dimple piercing before, but, you know, I guess people pierce all kinds of things out there. But it's unusual to pierce babies, I think. Some of them get ear piercings at a fairly young age, right?
Yeah.
So we'll get into that coming up here in moments. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE, like Freedom, 855-450-3733. And then also coming up, the story, I think I might have mentioned it last night, the police chief here in the Keene, New Hampshire area, not from Keene, which is the bigger city in the southwest corner of New Hampshire, and by city I mean a town of about 25,000 people or 23,000. But the police chief of a couple of nearby towns, Gilsum and Marlow, Robert K. Chambers Sr., former police chief, I'm not sure when he retired, but he's only 65 now, so it probably, you know, wasn't too long ago, but again, I'm just speculating there. Regarding the story, he got busted and now convicted and sentenced for committing multiple counts of rape against a child.
That's not good.
Which is about as bad and as low as a corrupt cop story can get. I mean, we've done some...
Sounds like the criminal justice system's working. Why are we talking about this?
We've done some corrupt cop stories over the years here on Free Talk Live, and certainly cops have gotten away with murder. And you could argue that murder would be one of the few things that would be worse than this, but this is pretty bad because you're destroying, you know, you're really hurting somebody in a serious way. In this case, and he's going to prison for 25 years. He's 65 years old right now, so it's probably likely that he's going to die in prison, would be my guess. And why are we talking about this, Marcus? Because and now we're getting actually talked back. I just want to let my board operator know that on the Comrex Access. Anyway, why are we talking about this? Because cops, you never know who you're dealing with. A lot of people feel as though... Oh, yeah, sure. It's safe to leave your kid with the police chief.
Right. They've been checked out. They've
he's been there for years.
They've gotten training or whatever, but, you know, the fact
is... He's risen through the ranks.
There is a type of, you know, pedophile, and this was that what the circumstance here is?
It started at the age of a child, but went for several years.
I'm going to call him rapist.
Yes.
You know, there's a type of rapist that seeks power. Right,
like that's what this guy is.
Yeah. Right, that's what this guy is. Some of them will get in. You know, I hate to list the positions because most of the people that are in those positions are good people that just want to help kids and want to help people. But
priest,
yeah, well, it's one of the positions.
Yeah.
Rapists tend to seek power. Others just sort of run about, knock people over the head, and throw them in vans or whatever it is that they might do. But
I think some people would argue that rape is always about power over the victim.
Some would. I don't understand that entirely. So, you know, if they care to, you know, flesh that out, they certainly can at 855.
Well, if it wasn't about power or domination, then they could just hire a prostitute. Right. If it was just about sex, then there are ways to get sex.
The evidence is that, you know, psychiatrists have written about this, mm-hmm. that, in fact, you know, sex crimes tend to go down when prostitution is legal.
Okay. I mean, I believe that. If prostitution is more prolific, then, yeah, that could very well be the case.
So, you know, says to me that it's about something besides power entirely.
Okay.
I think people want it to be about power entirely, and I just don't necessarily think it is.
All right.
Yeah. So yeah.
Another reason that we might be talking about this topic in the story is, for me, I'm always thinking about things dogmatically, and I'm always thinking about the state. And I think the state is sort of like an experiment in giving up. You've got the world sort of the way it works, where you're born and you're invested with all of the responsibility and freedom of a free-born human being. And the experiment that we have, or they had in Gilsum, say, is that they would give up some of their freedom to a central authority, and that central authority would govern everybody and pacify them all.
And keep them safe.
But now people don't consider it an experiment. It's just the way, it's just how life is always.
Right.
Because once you see something like that, you abandon the experiment. I say
the reins of power must be held by somebody, and if sometimes they are held by a pedophilic rapist, then so be it. Is apparently what they're saying.
Well, no, they would say this is a fluke. They would say this is a bad apple, and look, we caught him. He's going to prison, so the deal's done, right? Like, this will likely not happen again, or at least we won't know about it.
Power seekers won't seek power again?
Well, I mean, how often does this occur where a police
chief the answer to that, because it's very difficult to find out exactly. You know, it's hard to bring charges against a police officer.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's hard. It's difficult for those charges to make it to a trial. It's difficult to convict once the trial happens. So the answer, I cannot give you an answer as to how often this happens, because people tend to believe adults, those in power, you know, those kind of things, and that's how humans are.
I mean, if somebody's difficult, embarrassing, humiliating to admit that you've been raped, and if you think that your court case is not going to have any kind of outcome that you're looking for, you're just going to keep your mouth shut.
Do they talk about the circumstances of this in any way, Ian?
I didn't get into the details on that. There, obviously, you know, you could go and probably find some trial documentation and see more about it. But she was, you know, young. She was a child
when
it started. I've seen seven. I've seen nine. So, I don't know for sure when exactly. But and then it continued on for several years beyond that. She's in her 30s now, as I understand that, and I don't think the victim is identified in the, you know, various different news stories that I've seen.
Well, one would presume that she is bringing charges. Otherwise, how else would they have found out about it?
Oh, there's charges. He's convicted. Yeah, right. I mean, obviously, she went out and spoke to somebody. But I bet you that she wasn't believed in the beginning. Because when somebody comes to the forefront with a charge like that about a police chief, they're automatically going to be dismissed.
Right.
As
the evidence needs to be that much higher when you're talking about somebody who's, you know, got a position of respect and authority and that sort of thing.
Right.
And that's a difficult thing to deal with as a victim. Right. If you say that the bum outside that smells of urine, you know, touched me in an inappropriate way as I was walking by,
everybody
will believe you.
Yeah.
But if you say that the state's attorney grabbed my fanny in a conga line, that's going to be a lot more difficult to be able to pass that off. That did happen here.
That did happen. Peter Heed. Yeah. All right. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. So I think...
And also social stature matters.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance...
It doesn't get much higher up than police chief.
Yeah, but... I mean, it could be the wife of a selectman or something.
Then
right?
Things get a little bit interesting.
Then, you know, power comes into play. So, for instance, Taylor Swift claimed that a radio disc jockey in, I think, Colorado someplace, I'm guessing Denver, you know, it's not coming to mind, grabbed her fanny during a photo shoot or something to that effect. Dude lost his job.
Yeah.
So, you know, at that point, you know, you have the power dynamic reversed. You know, DJ has some power, and he's...
DJs don't have any power. DJs are like the lowest man on the entertainment totem pole.
Yeah, but it isn't the entertainment totem pole.
Yeah.
If a DJ grabs somebody's fanny in a bar, it's unlikely that this, you know, average person who's in a bar at, you know, in the dark drinking is going to be believed. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, the DJ is going to have, they're working there, so they're going to have slightly more of a, you know, deference given to them. Anyway, Taylor Swift, in that circumstance, she outranks the DJ in a social strata.
Yeah.
And so
she got her way.
He gets fired. Now he's got a countersuit. Really? I don't know how anyone's going to prove one way or another that Fanny was touched.
Yeah.
It really just comes down to, you know, what people believe. And Taylor Swift's pretty much considered to be a wholesome gal.
There's more to say, I think, on this police chief story. Not necessarily about the details, which are, you know, sordid and horrifying. But, you know, what it really means. 855-450 free like freedom, Free Talk Live.
Don't do what I did and run out. If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop? Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got a freedom right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk. Talk Live, and you can join us on the radio here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about one of the lowest of the lows as far as police corruption is concerned. In this case, multiple rapes of a child by one police chief in southwestern New Hampshire. His name is Robert K. Chambers, Sr. He's been convicted by a jury, sentenced by the Superior Court judge here in Cheshire County to 25 years in prison. It's Ian, Johnny, Ray, and Mark in the studio here tonight. You know, besides the horrifying details of this, and I did link to the witness or the victim impact statement as taken by the Jail Paper, which is a new blog here in Keene. That's guys going into courtrooms, the courtrooms here in town, and recording footage, kind of like I have done a lot of. He's doing it even more on cases, a lot of different cases. It's kind of his thing, his hobby.
Why is that?
Why?
Yeah, I mean, it's an unusual hobby.
It's his thing.
Okay.
So everybody's got their thing that they do. This is his thing he does. So I'm glad he's here and doing it. Anyway, he's the one who brought it to my attention. So, of course, you know, kudos to him for that. I haven't been paying close attention to the local news particularly very much recently. And this is a pretty big story.
I mean, I think he's sort of a fledgling journalist focused on children and crimes against children.
You think so?
That's what I saw on his website.
Okay. All right. It seemed to me that he was just focused on just whatever crimes are going on in the court, but maybe you're right. Maybe there was a theme to it that that I didn't notice. So anyway, this guy did a report on this. He actually came over and interviewed me, the guy from the Jail Paper in Keene, and I posted that interview over at freekeene.com this weekend, so if you want to check that out. It's about a 10-minute long interview that kind of touches on some of the activism and controversy that has swirled around here in the Keene, New Hampshire area for, you know, more than a decade.
Long time.
That I've been here. So anyway, this guy, Robert K. Chambers Sr., he's going to prison. And I think the really relevant part of this, besides the, you know, disgusting details of the case, is that he's a police chief and that he has risen through the ranks of power and was presumably there for a while. He was police chief of two different towns. So he was chief in one and chief in another and probably retired with a sweet government pension at some point. Now, I'm not sure the exact years of the violations in this case, but it sounds like he was definitely a police officer at the time, if not the chief at the time that these things transpired.
So I can imagine what it might have been like for this lady to bring the charges against this guy for what happened.
Intimidating?
Very difficult. But do we have any evidence? Do you have any evidence that he was treated differently than your average citizen when these charges were brought or that sort of thing? I mean, it's my experience that that's the way it is usually for police officers, but I also find in New Hampshire that things are just a little bit different, so I don't know.
As far as how he was treated differently, I'm not sure, but I suspect that because he's a police officer, he will be segregated in prison, would be my guess.
Yeah, usually that's not very nice, though. I mean, they don't generally have a prison or even a compound that's separate for just law enforcement.
For cops, right.
So they have basically one of two choices. They can choose to be in some kind of segregation, which means, you know, locked up in a room
all day,
23 hours a day, and that sort of thing. Or they can just take their chances out on the in general population.
Will they let them make that choice?
I knew a guy that had done some police work that was in prison, so, I mean, I don't know anything beyond that.
Okay.
I think he was a military police or something, so I don't think that's going to be quite as motivating. But I'm skeptical that if you find the right, you know, the right group of inmates, you know, the right compound, that sort of thing, to put them in, that there's going to be too much trouble. Most inmates just want to be left alone. They want to do their time, and they want to go home.
Yeah, but those are inmates. A lot of the ones in prison may not be there.
Yeah, they call them inmates in prison.
I thought they call them prisoners in prison.
Fine, you can call them prisoners if you
like. And inmates are generally a jail term, people who are there for less than a year.
That's not my experience.
Okay.
Okay. So,
because there's different names for jails and prisons, right? Like jail is a place generally where people are there for less than a year.
Everything that they can do to you in jail, they can do to you in prison.
Sure.
So the behavior tends to be, as a matter of fact, my experience is the jail is more violent.
Really?
Because people are jammed in together, and they can't get away from each other in usually crappy circumstances.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We got Hung Like Jesus. He's in Georgia on Skype. Go ahead, Hung.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hey, I was just reading that story about that person that raped that girl.
The rapist police chief, you mean? That person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that person. But that's not even what I'm calling for. I went down and I was reading a few of the comments that they left behind here, and I was just curious to know how is it going for you and the rest of the crew, and in light of the child porn stuff, because that was mentioned down there, and then Mark's conviction was also listed. It's like these things are being held over your head. I'm wondering.
Oh yeah, the haters. I mean, they love to hold things over your head. Because they're, you know, just a perfect group.
Generally,
of
if somebody mentions my crime in a negative fashion, they are, you know, they disagree with me for something else. It basically becomes an ad hominem attack, and it's one that, you know, is completely, you can put right out there in the open. You know, it's a safe ad hom as opposed to
public record,
right?
Although it's wrong what they said. You didn't commit murder, so
right,
they claim that you murdered somebody.
That's the claim.
It's not true.
Besides all that, I expect those sorts of things. Let me tell you what happened that's going on.
These are what happens when you have anonymous comments. People are going to leave the nastiest possible things that they can say.
Yeah,
how it goes.
I try not to read them because, you know, how is it going to make my life any better?
Right.
The what's going on with the case is that, what was it, March?
It was 16 months ago.
Yeah, like in March of 2016, the Federal Bureau of Investigations, along with the New Hampshire State Police and the Keene Police Department, raided this house and this studio, looking for, they said on the affidavit, child porn. And the only things we know is child porn, and they specifically mention Ian. Now, this house is not owned by Ian Freeman.
It was, though.
At one point in the past, but not at the time that they, neither at the time that they were investigating for, nor at the time that they served the warrant, which is kind of strange, but nonetheless.
I think my name was on the internet bill.
Okay.
Could be. Might have been Free Talk Live.
I think it's I think it's odd that they chose to do it. They searched. They took a bunch of computers. They took a total of 80-something.
50-something. Those devices.
Okay, 50-something devices, and we have heard nothing from them since, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
There was one instance.
They gave me my camera back, though.
Where somebody sent us an email that. They,
I don't know if we should talk about that on the air. You mean the person that sent
someone who claimed to have infected the studio with child pornography?
Okay.
I mean, did they not?
That's could have been a way to interpret that. Yeah.
That's what the claim was. You know, it's plain as day. You reported that to your attorney, and then, you know, that basically went on from there. And other than that, we've heard nothing. There's never been. I don't suspect we're going to get the equipment back. I don't suspect there's going to be an
exoneration. But none of that matters. It wouldn't matter if the federal government came here tomorrow and issued a written apology, you know, and sent a press release to all the newspapers, which they won't do. But even if they did do that, it's not like that's going to hit the front page of the paper. It's not like that's going to get, you know, any of the people who hate libertarian activists in New Hampshire to change their minds. I mean, these people have made their minds up. And it doesn't even matter what's said. I mean, some of the comments on the jail paper Keen, which I linked to at freekeen.com, this video, were just, you know, just out and out misinformation and lies. I mean, one lady said that there were thousands of child porn files, and no one's ever been charged with anything here. So
I don't know about it. I mean,
there's no evidence they found a single one.
This is why they have libel charges.
And she claims that it was printed in the newspaper, which it absolutely was not. She's misremembering, and more coming up here in moments. Hang on, Hung. We'll bring it back.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll free here. You can bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. And again, take control of the airwaves with you tonight. You've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Also, healthcare is pretty messed up in the United States, but there are options that don't involve the government insurance mandates. There are ways around that. One of them is through the free market healthcare company, HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They'll give you a proactive health assessment daily if you'd like. No charge, 24-hour access to doctors, including traditional integrative chiropractic acupuncture and massage. You'll love the service and the price. They'll also give you a medical information card that you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. So head on over to HealthExcellenceSelect.com to get started. That's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. It's freedom from health insurance at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. .coms. We go back to Hung Like Jesus, who is with us from Georgia on Skype. You had called about this news story regarding a police chief here in southwestern New Hampshire, former police chief of two different towns, who has now been given a prison sentence of about 25 years for multiple counts of rape. I believe four counts. I think they charged him with seven, and they convicted him on four. Four counts of rape of a child that he knew. And you were reading some of the nasty comments by some of the commenters on Free Keen, and so there's also some bad ones that are, you know, attacking us that are on the jail paper video that I link over at freekeen.com, the interview of me. And it's particularly interesting, you know, trying to have a conversation with these people because it's next to impossible. And there's a particularly ironic one that's kind of sadly ironic where I'm being accused of being against education. Because, and I made my position crystal clear. It's like, I'm not against education. I'm in favor of consensual, you know, voluntary funding of education that you support. And yet the, you know, the women in this case that are, you know, on the attack against me for supposedly hating children and, you know, being against school, they're not even comprehending the words that I'm saying. The level of reading comprehension of these folks is very, very poor. So, like, Facebook is the worst possible place to have a conversation with these people, but not a single one of them is willing to actually have a conversation in any other platform. They're not willing to call this show where we could actually, you know, speak to someone. If they have trouble reading, they're probably better at listening to words. So we can actually have a conversation where people have to answer, you know, certain questions. We have to address certain topics before moving on. Or meet me in person. You know, I've offered to go out for a drink with any of these people who would like to have any kind of discussion about what they find objectionable or what sort of things they didn't like. But, again, I don't expect a single one of them to take me up on that offer because it would mean that they would have to, like, you know, see me as a human being, perhaps, and listen to something.
Well, it's in my experience in dealing with folks like that. People don't really listen or read what you say. Mm-hmm. They just wait for their opportunity to comment.
That's right.
And I was just, I was just wondering, you know, how difficult was it? You know, and Mark has a family. He has a little son. I was just wondering how difficult it was, how difficult life was. I mean, is it like pariahs or scarlet letters? Mark,
No, life is fine. I mean, I almost never get a comment when I'm downtown in Keene. There are times. There's one guy in particular who is kind of a violent thug downtown. He was known for attacking some of the Robin Hooders one time years ago. There's a video of that. And he said some nasty stuff to me in the streets when I happened to encounter him. But beyond that, there's really not much else that goes on.
Yeah, I can't say that I haven't got concrete evidence of anything being different. I suspect that there is one couple that won't let their kid play with my kid because of who I am and that sort of thing.
But they've never said anything to you about it.
But, I mean, you know, the fire chief of my town has referred to me as a hero on more than one occasion. Mm. You know, I generally feel like when I'm dealing with people that I'm dealing with, they're attempting to deal with me as a peer. They find it frustrating, the points that I make, but they never make rebuttals. You know, like, for instance, when talking about public school and how I consider, you know, it to be a terrible choice and that sort of thing. They'll say, I disagree with you. Often they can't really articulate.
Explain why.
Why. And I guess that's somewhat fair, right? Like, I make a living out of articulating my points.
Yeah.
I'm really pretty good at it. Whereas, you know, a lot of people, their opinions are developed kind of in different ways. Like, they haven't looked at an issue, studied it, tried to take all, you know, to take all the points into consideration, then come up with their opinion. They usually develop their opinion in some other way. A friend of mine said that this, or you know, this
right.
social convention, or whatever it is that they believe. So, in the case of these women who are, you know, talking about public school, I mean, obviously, who's not for education? And then, you know, Ian doesn't want to pay property taxes to support the public school, so thereby, who he doesn't like education. Well, Ian thinks education's great. And public schools, on a nationwide level, kick out students that are 20% functionally illiterate. That's the graduates, let alone anybody else.
Well, I just refer to the comments. You know, and though I don't like reading comments, I just can't help it. Most of the times I read the headline and go straight to the comments. But I refer to the comment section as drive-by character assassinations. That's what they do. They just want to get in a few words, you know, try to top you as to whatever it was you said.
Oh yeah, they got no skin in the game. I mean, it's just they get to hide behind their their computer's anonymity and say whatever it is that they want. And that's fine with me.
Though, Ian, many news outlets are turning off
comments.
Yeah, turning off.
Yeah, Vice turned theirs off, and
they'll turn them off for certain stories.
No, yeah. Vice went all no comments. They turned off the entire commenting system on their entire website, and they actually posted a blog about it, just basically saying the comments were a wasteland. Why bother?
Yeah, I tend to feel the same way.
It is just disgusting.
You know, it doesn't promote thought, conversation, or anything. It's private, and you know, I would ask you, Ian, on Free Keen, what do you get out of the commenters other than having somebody to feel superior to?
Generally, I don't read most of the comments on the stories.
But when you do, do you feel superior to those people?
I'm amused by their comments.
Well, you know, looking down and chuckling at the hoi polloi as they throw poo at your ivory tower, that kind of amusement, is that what you're referring to? Because that's how I look at them. I look at them as completely impotent trolls, you know, just, you know, screaming up at the people wandering by on the bridge. I mean...
It doesn't bother me having it there, though. I mean, it's like, oh, well, at least they consider... So they hold this sort of dichotomous opinion that on one hand, they like to say that we're meaningless. We, the libertarian activists in New Hampshire, we, you know, those of us in the Keene area or whatever, activists, are meaningless. But yet they spend so much of their time on our blog.
Yeah,
they spend
composing all these lines.
So there's at least one or two of these guys, or gals, or whoever they are, but one or two of these anonymous trolls who, man, they're Johnny on the spot. They must subscribe to, you know, some sort of... I've got an email thing that if you subscribe at freekeen.com, there's like an email box in the top right-hand side, or it's under every article, and the blog will shoot you out an email as soon as there's a fresh post that's been put up. So you know these guys are subscribing, because, I mean, obviously not sitting there watching it all day long, so they're getting some sort of notice that, oh, there's a new article up, so that way they're up first. You know, they're hammering out their angry comment first.
I wonder if
it's an honor.
It's of any particular value.
The comments, you mean?
Yeah, I'm of the opposite opinion, hung like Jesus. I choose to almost never read the comments. If I read the comments,
it's
only at the Sentinel, which is the local newspaper, and they're almost never there.
There's very little comments.
No one comments. Or it's on freekeen.com. And when I read them, they suck my joy. It's gone. Like I was tootling along, doing my normal thing throughout the day, and then I read their comments down at the bottom, and it's like, oh, look, stupid people on the internet. And, you know, I'm frustrated and upset, and turns out you can't fix them. I've tried.
Hung, any other comments you want to share?
No, that's it. I was just curious about life there in Keene for you all.
Yeah, everything's fine. It's a beautiful place to live.
I would really like to get the Federal Bureau of Investigations to send an exoneration letter. I mean, if they're going to do nothing, then by God, they should send something.
They could just have themselves an open investigation for the rest of time. Mark.
Right. They could. I mean, you know, the guy in charge could die and retire or whatever, and then they put somebody new, and it just stays open and open and open.
Thank you, Hung, for the call. All right. I appreciate hearing from you.
Literally thousands, just like that, I would bet.
Toll-free number is 855-450. Free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live. Join us here.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Symbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Symbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Symbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Symbi, Symbi.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial on in here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. That's the point of the program. Also, if you support Free Talk Live, please join the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com. Last week, we had two Free Talk Live amplifiers sign up on the Free Talk Live forum, the brand new Free Talk Live forum. So I bestowed upon them the Free Talk Live badge that people who are Free Talk Live amplifiers receive to show everybody on the forum that they are Free Talk Live amplifiers. And it's, you know, it's a kind of a newish forum. There's not a whole lot happening there, but there are several threads that do exist that were created by and commented on by Free Talk Live listeners. And
frankly, it's all the activity one would really want from a forum.
I mean, it's good forum. It's small, but it's good. And there's more areas besides the Free Talk Live area. So that's just one of the sub-forums. There's others that are more about, you know, some of the New Hampshire activism that goes on here, moving to New Hampshire, and even Bitcoin sub-forum. So check that out over at forum.freetalklive.com. But I brought that up because the AMP program allows you to get behind Free Talk Live for $5 a month and help us get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. You can do that over at amp.freetalklive.com and get that badge for your forum account if you have one. If you don't have one, just let me know when you do, and then I'll upgrade that for you. That's no problem.
Everybody's eligible.
Anybody who amps is eligible for that. You can get on the forum without being an amplifier, by the way. You just don't get the badge. Also, as an amplifier, you get access to the AMP Only podcast, the AMP Only Facebook group, and more. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up with Bitcoin, with credit card, with PayPal. It's your choice at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Scott. He's in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Yes, good evening, Ian, Mark, and Johnny Ray. I'd like to discuss Trump's visit overseas. You know, I hate America.
What was this, the G20? Is this the G20 thing?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
I hate America because it is the greatest threat to world peace. the American people are dumbed down and stupid. Oh, yes, we fight for freedom and all of this. Look, America has had its nose in every nation's business in the world. Now the latest is North Korea. If we get into a war, you look for trouble, you get it. We need a draft. They have a million-man army they can put in the field, and I really hope that America would get annihilated. It would deserve it. Let's be honest. We're in the middle. I don't know where to begin. I'll try to make it short and sweet. We're in the Middle East.
I've got some questions. I think I've got the general premise here. And I've got to say, I'm frustrated about the foreign wars that Washington, D.C. shoves down our throats, too.
I didn't know Scott was a peacenik. That's interesting. Anyway, go ahead, Mark.
So I guess the question I have is if you hate America,
yes,
why do you choose to live here?
My dad's not well. My mom's in a wheelchair. When they're gone, and I hope they live as well, but when I have no family, I'm getting the hell out of here.
Where
and I know exactly where I would go. I would have wanted to go to England, but not with the Muslim problem. I would go to Switzerland for a number of reasons. Number one, it's all white and Christian. Okay. Number two, it's clean and neat and orderly.
Scott the bigot, by the way.
I thought you weren't a Christian.
Oh, I'm a Christian.
Okay, go ahead.
It's neat and clean.
He just doesn't follow Christ's example.
Sorry.
I said you just don't follow Christ's example, so you're not much of a Christian, but claim to be one.
No.
Like a lot of Christians.
This country is so... the government is what I really despise. It's Zionist-occupied government, but... Getting back to the world stage, we're in the Middle East. We aid and abet these evil Zionists.
Not me. I'm not over there. I'm right here in Kenya.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of wonder, to myself, it's you and I have no power over where the military has moved from one location to the next. Why do you choose to say we? When you move to Switzerland, will you continue to say we?
No.
Okay.
When I move to Switzerland, I'm going to take. The greatest thing of all is I won't have to pay taxes to this evil government.
Well, if you make more than $100, I think it's some amount of money. If you make above some amount of money as a foreign, an expatriate is what they call it, U.S. citizen outside of the U.S., they will claim that you owe money. So
unless you renounce your citizenship,
you have to renounce your citizenship.
Then I'll renounce it, that's another thing, gentlemen. Once I leave the United States, I will never, ever, ever return here. I have no business. I don't want
to. You won't be able to call here anymore because you...
It's always Skype.
Yeah, but he never calls on Skype. He doesn't even have a smartphone.
No, I don't.
Do you even have a computer?
Cell phone.
Do you even have a computer?
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Yeah, so that would be the end of Scott.
People think I'm stupid, backward. When I'm on, first of all, regarding a cell phone, when I'm out doing errands or whatever, I don't want to be bothered with anyone. And I don't have a computer because I don't want the government to know what I'm doing. But I know they're monitoring these calls. The FBI probably has a dossier on me. That's all right. I'm well aware of Big Brother from George Orwell, 1984. The government has a dossier on everyone. Everyone.
Even small babies?
But
that's the best you can do.
But anyway.
That's your question. It's your hard-hitting journalistic question. But Scott the Bigot is even babies.
We give all this money to Israel, and then we're in Iran. Let's talk about Iran. We've been meddling in their affairs.
I wish you'd stop saying we. I haven't.
Yeah, when did you go over to Iran?
I love Iranians, and I want them the very best.
They're decent people. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that America.
Yeah, it's
America.
Usually the governments that are the indecent ones. I mean, it's usually the governments of all these different countries that are the ones that are behaving like monsters. And I can agree with you so far as to say I'm against wars as well, Scott, but I don't think you're consistent with it. Because didn't you tell us the other day that you wanted to forcibly send all black people to Madagascar or something like that?
That's Jews.
While you're at it, we
could send the blacks to Africa.
Okay, so Jewish people should go to Madagascar. Now, you understand you're going to have to use force in order to accomplish that, right?
Some are going to want to stay, right?
It's never going to happen. It's just a dream.
That's true.
So you're acknowledging
that.
Thank
goodness.
Okay, all right.
Of course it's a dream. It's never going to happen. But I'll tell you
one thing about America. But you do understand that in order to affect that dream, if you were to put that into play, you would have to go to war, essentially. You would have to use violence against people to force them into a place against their will.
That's right.
You wouldn't like it if people did that to you, would you?
No.
Now, well, why don't you treat your neighbor as though you wanted to be treated?
I think we know the reason. Scott, you're frustrated, and I know you're frustrated because you lost a bunch of money to Bernie Madoff, right?
No, I lost it when Lehman Brothers was destroyed by a greedy Jewish financier, Richard Fuld,
Okay,
who
pardon
the
me.
Police never even knocked on his door. They never did anything to him. But if you commit a penny ante crime in America, the police are all over you. They persecute you.
Well, they certainly went after Madoff. Now, that was some time ago. I mean, we're talking about, 10 years or something like that?
Almost
maybe more.
A decade.
You yeah. chose to stop calling radio programs for a period of time, and I kind of thought maybe you had found some forgiveness in your heart or whatever it was. Clearly, that's not the case. You seem to have just as much upset and vitriol as you did before.
Yeah.
What were you doing in that time frame, that 2 or 3 years that you took off from making calls? I mean, what was happening internally for you?
I was helping my folks, and I had to. We had a lot of problems with the house, and I had a lot of day-to-day problems. And I really got tired of the calls. It was a grind, and I just got tired of it.
Because you were calling multiple shows, right? Like you weren't just calling Free Talk Live. You were calling Laura Ingram.
Job.
You were calling. Let's see. What was it? Run us down the list. What's your call list?
Dennis Miller. I enjoyed.
He's gone now. No longer.
I called Neil Bortz. He called me an a-hole.
He hasn't been on for years.
Let's see, Eric Erickson. There's so many of them I got on.
Is that a local host? Who's Eric Erickson? Is he like a Boston?
He's in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the same.
What are the national shows? What are the national shows? Because I know some of our listeners have said they've heard you pop up on other shows.
Let's see. His name Glenn Beck. I got on.
Glenn Beck.
Glenn Beck, oh yeah.
That's a pretty big one.
I heard you on Stephanie Miller myself.
Wow.
Yeah, Stephanie Miller. What happened
about
to
Michael
show?
Reagan? Is he still
on
the air?
Mark Reagan. I went
Michael
anywhere,
Reagan?
Gentlemen.
I
went anywhere where I could get my anti-Semitic message out.
Of course you did.
Do you think you've changed a lot of people's views? Because it, I don't know. It you certainly haven't affected mine.
You asked a good question, and I'm going to give you an intelligent and honest answer. If I changed one mind... Just one mind, I move the world.
But what if you change the mind against you? But what if you pushed people off the fence who were like, "No, I'm not so sure about this Jewish conspiracy thing," or hating other people who don't look like me, and then they decided that now they've heard you and they definitely don't believe in it, and they definitely don't want to join in the hate fest that you've had. So isn't it possible you changed people to be against your position?
Well, all I can say is that's their loss and my gain.
Wouldn't that make you a failure if you changed just one person to be against you? Not at all,
because I was always true to myself.
All right, fair enough. Thanks for the call, Scott. I appreciate hearing from you. There is something to be said about being true to yourself. But there's also something to be said.
What if yourself is insane?
Yeah. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you don't really know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. Nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emergent technology still. It's still in beta, and it is sweeping the globe. All the information that you need to learn about Bitcoin is at Bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in Bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get Bitcoins, and then spend Bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies. Bitcoin.com.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
DINOVITE.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dinovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dinovite.com.
Everything we tried failed except the Dinovite. DINOVITE.com.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.